Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss, and I'm continually encouraged day after day to remain or abide in my Creator, which in turn has helped me to grow in so many ways. And I hope you find that same encouragement as well as you listen today. And you can have full access to the Abide app commercial-free. Just text the word ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the Abide app. Just text ABIDE to 22433. Now, experience peace and purpose as we meditate and abide in Christ. Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler Boss. What are you afraid the light might reveal? Jesus has a lot to say about darkness and light, especially in John's Gospel. He himself is the true light that gives light to everyone. But sometimes we don't enjoy being exposed to the light. We have some areas that we just as soon keep hidden from others, God, and even from ourselves. What are some of the things you keep in the shadows? Speaking to his disciples about his death, Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going." Having your sin exposed to the light can be painful. But sunlight is a disinfectant. And when you're exposed to the light of the Son of God, all the things that brought shame and sorrow are washed away. The light makes you clean, and it shows you where to go next. But it all begins when you're ready to be honest about who you are and what you need. To be honest about your sin and your need for God's restoration. Being in the light means being willing to face your dark side. But remember this: shadows have no substance. They are only the absence of light. And those sins you're afraid to confess? They're nothing to the light. When the light hits them, they vanish. Pray with me. Jesus, some of the sins I'm carrying now feel so heavy. I don't want to admit that I'm struggling, but I am. Sin is weighing me down. As I meditate on your word today, just give me the courage to step into the light and to believe that when I do, I'll find the freedom you've promised. Help me to be honest and let your light reveal what is true and make me whole. I ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Keep breathing deeply and steadily. Feel your heart rate slow and your muscles relax. Let these words guide your breath through the pause. God is light, and in him there is no darkness. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us. Consider what sins you've been hiding, and confess them to God now. If we live in the light, we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from every sin. God invites you to walk with Him in the light and experience the fullness of His love. Listen to John 12:35 in the New Revised Standard Version. Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going." As I read that again, ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate a word. Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going." What stood out to you? Meditate on that word and ask the Spirit to keep speaking. Darkness is a metaphor. Surely John knew the beauty of dark skin, the night sky, and the peace that darkness brings. But here, John uses darkness as a metaphor for sin, for what's lacking or damaged in us. How does your heart respond to this metaphor? Now, listen to John 12:35 in the Living Bible. Jesus replied, "My light will shine out for you just a little longer. Walk in it while you can, and go where you want to go before the darkness falls. For then it will be too late for you to find your way." Imagine being among the disciples Jesus was speaking to. He's telling you to walk closely with Him while you can, before He's gone. If you were among the disciples that day as Jesus spoke, how would you have responded? What are the questions you would have asked Him while you had the chance? Even now, Jesus is with you. The light of His love shines in your heart through the Spirit. Let the light of Jesus shine in your darkest places. Take a deep breath and recenter your heart and listen to John 12:35 in the Message translation. Jesus said, "For a brief time still, the light is among you. Walk by the light you have, so darkness doesn't destroy you. If you walk in darkness, you don't know where you're going." Sometimes being exposed to the light for the first time can be blinding. That's what happened to a man named Saul, who was an enthusiastic persecutor of Christians. One day, a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." Have you ever had a reality become shockingly, brilliantly clear to you? After Saul's encounter with the light, he was blinded. He opened his eyes but couldn't see. When your sin has been revealed to you, your need is also revealed. Your need for healing, for fresh vision. Admit your need for healing to God now. Three days later, God spoke to a disciple named Ananias and told him to go visit Saul. Ananias went to the house. He placed his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord sent me, Jesus, who appeared to you on the way as you were coming here. He sent me so that you could see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Instantly, flakes fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up and was baptized. Facing our dark side calls us to radical change. When we see clearly, we see that nothing is more powerful than God's love. How does God's love empower you to change? Jesus, sometimes it's scary to think about stepping into the light. Honesty is always scary. It's vulnerable. But I know that there is no life for me if I stay hidden in the darkness. So help me open up today. Help me be brave. Help me to take one step and then another into the light. your light, and to find that there I am more complete and more loved than I have ever known. I love you. In your name I pray. Amen. Whenever you see a light today, let it remind you that being willing to face your dark side will always bring you closer to joy and wholeness. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.